From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish F-16 warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Ankara accused the Syrian government of having carried out an airstrike on Turkish troops operating in northern Syria that left 3 soldiers dead, 10 others wounded, one critically. Western diplomats expressed concern that the airstrike overnight Wednesday by a Syrian Air Force L-39 Albatross was going to make a highly dangerous turn of events in the 5-year-long Syria conflict and risk, bringing Syria and Turkey into a major clash. Initially, the death of the soldiers near the town of El Bab, northeast of Aleppo, was blamed on the Islamic State terror group, but in a statement Thursday, the Turkish military said the Syrian Air Force was responsible. At least 2 people were killed Thursday and 16 wounded in a car bomb attack in the southern Turkish city of Adana, an attack the labor minister said was probably carried out by Kurdish separatists. The blast occurred outside the governor's office in a parking lot, causing damage to nearby buildings. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Wednesday named the first women for cabinet-level positions. They are South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the country's ambassador to the United Nations and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as his Secretary of Education. Haley, the 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants, is serving her second term as governor. Ron Hawk, a U.N. spokesman, said he is aware of the selection.
And it's someone with whom officials here are acquainted in terms of being aware of her position on many issues, including laudable comments she made following the horrifying racist shootings in Charleston, South Carolina.
DeVos is the chair of the American Federation for Children. This is VOA News.